Frankie, a friend you can depend on.
This is KNS Radio.
Now, good, wholesome, politically correct entertainment. Oops, wrong station.
Full of energy and excitement, and they always have good topics to talk about.
KNS.
All right, friends, welcome to the KNS Radio Network here on a Thursday. Let's thank our community-minded partners off the bat. We've got Heather's Flowers of Frankfort, Dysinger's Handyman and Landscaping, The Oasis Frankfort, Baber's Honest John Tree Service, Granny's Goodies in Mulberry, Gem City Junction Frankfort, Probuy Computers, and Pizza Hut of Frankfort, all loving us here at KNS, and we love every single one of them too. And we're going to be adding at least three more sponsors here over the next week. They know who they are. And we're just getting all the paperwork, and my answering machine is getting back with their answering machine, but we've got them confirmed. We're going to add them to the list real soon. So thank you so much, and I'll be out maybe asking you for some business here before too long if you're a business owner. So thanks for checking us out, and thanks for liking our Facebook page. We've got KNS Radio. We also have Morning Sickness with Kevin and Steve on our Facebook page. And we've been populating quite often, with the help of our staff reporter, Kim Prather. We've got knsradionetwork.com. And man, we are having so much fun with this because she and I kind of feed off each other, and I'll post a story and she doesn't know about it, and then she'll post a story and I don't know about it. And it's just a nice surprise to come home from my real job and see some of her her good reporting she's been doing, and will continue to do for us here as her time permits. One big one is, and I hate for the theme to be today, how much the schools in the area, particularly the school board members of Rossville and Community Schools of Frankfort, are kind of sucking these days, frankly. Now, I know one person on the Community Schools of Frankfort, who sits on that board, who I do like and respect. And if you put two and two together, you could probably figure that out. But man, talk about when they're given an opportunity to make the right decision. It may not be, how could I put it? It would just be the right decision. It's just the right thing to do. But instead, both Rossville and Community Schools of Frankfort School Board doubling down on the bullshit, and they're causing nothing but strife and concern, and nobody has any confidence in any of them anymore. And again, we're particularly talking about Rossville and the Community Schools of Frankfort, and most importantly, their superintendents, the leadership, where the buck stops, because they're not elected officials. Okay, you don't elect your superintendents for your schools, but you do elect every single one of those board members, and every single one of them on Rossville, or it appears, Community Schools of Frankfort, are scared to death of their superintendents, who really have no power at all if the people who you elected would stand up to them and cause them to do the right thing. Now, when I worked at WILO, I had people hit me up quite often about Rossville and Community Schools of Frankfort. I wasn't allowed to talk about that. I couldn't interview the Crystal Bookouts and the Liz Gascos, but we can here on KNS, and we have here on KNS. So, unfortunately, toward the end of the program, I'm going to Tuesday night. They had a school board meeting at Frankfort. And Liz Gasco, who worked over 20 years at one of the elementary schools at the Community Schools of Frankfort, has resigned and is now going to Clinton Central. So Clinton Central gained a good one, and Community Schools of Frankfort, because of their pig-headishness and lack of leadership and incompetence at the top, they lost a good one, all right? I also heard there was another teacher who had been there for 10 years who quit or resigned. Now, there's a few shady things going on after the story, because I heard from a good source that once Liz submitted her resignation, that the Dr. Rota had the IT guy shut everything off. And like, she couldn't get any of her materials, couldn't get access to emails or anything like that, that she had put her time into and everything. So it would be so easy for Liz to walk away. It would be so easy for Crystal Bookout to walk away. Crystal has withdrawn at least one of her kids from the community schools of Frankfort. And again, these stories were never told. No one ever gave these people a voice. I'm not looking to start anything. I got enough problems. But these people come to me because of KNS, and I listen to them. I vet these people. I'm not just putting any screaming redneck on the air. These people have legitimate beefs, and this is just what people are willing to go on the record with me about. You should see some of the emails and messages I get from people who are scared to death of these school boards. So toward the end of the program, I'm going to run some audio from you, for you, from Liz Gasco, who was at Tuesday night school board meeting, and also Crystal Bookout, who also was at Tuesday night's Community Schools of Frankfort school board meeting. And they're only about 3.5 minutes each, but they've got a lot to say. And again, it would be easy for Liz to just move on and go out to Clinton Central and start her awesome teaching. But she chose to come back and stick it to the board again, and good for her. And I hope she has an attorney, and I hope she shows up every month at these community schools of Frankfort school board meetings until someone can take some accountability. Because I know you have policies and procedures and things, but there's a point where common sense is common sense, because you're affecting people's lives. And when you see pattern after pattern after pattern after pattern, and again, these are just the ones willing to go on the air with me. I've got a whole host of people who are ready to open the floodgate, and I told them, I'm not looking to exploit you. When you're ready, you have a voice. We'll see if that ever happens or not. And so I'm going to play you the audio from Crystal at the end of the program. And also toward the end of the program, I will play you the audio from Liz Gasco. So with that being said, when we talk about Rossville Community Schools, this is a KNS exclusive. Kim Prather put this up late yesterday, that this is crazy. I mean, you cannot make this up, friends. So the Rossville School Board Tuesday evening also had a school board meeting. And the incoming senior class, so the juniors now, were denied the ability to vote for their incoming leaders, like the class president, class vice president. Three members of the class of 2025 had put their names in to run, and then others were asked by the class sponsor to also consider a position. This is all very normal stuff. This resulted in more than one person running for each position. In the end, instead of the election, like every other damn school has done since the history of time that I've ever heard about, instead of the election that other classes have been granted for years and years, the class of 2025 had their officers selected by the class sponsor, which were the officers the sponsor asked to run. So if you need more information on that, I just encourage you to go to knsradionetwork.com, click on the news tab, or you can type in /news, or go to our Facebook page, because this is absurd, and this is just being allowed to happen. This is just one example, too. It's not even, this is the tip of the iceberg. This is the tip of the iceberg. So we're going to have that audio for you closer to the end of the program. And here in just a moment, I'm going to be talking with Tanya Shoemaker, who we affectionately call Granny of Granny's Goodies. She's got some exciting news. If you've been following her on Facebook, you know. But I wanted to give her a chance, and she's been great with me and K&S and Steve from day one, being a sponsor, jumping on board, and supporting us. So we want to support her as much as we can. So we're going to talk to Tanya in just one short minute. A couple other things I wanted to run past you is, if you recall, prior to the May 7th election, I reached out to every contested candidate who was running, and I got a lot of good responses. We got some in just under the wire. Particularly one was someone I've known and have known for quite a while, is District 41 State Representative Mark Genda. And Mark and I have known each other for several years. And so he and I had a fair discussion that was about an hour that I aired for you right prior to the May 7th election primary, just to keep everything fair. I also talked to Mr. Sturm, who I also liked a lot. He was running against Genda. And so Genda told me something, if you recall, at the end of that interview, that he was going to be starting a basically an in-district office meeting. This is where you can come to his porch that he's kind of designed and built to host you, the constituent. So if you're from Crawfordsville, Tippecanoe County, Boone County, Clinton County, he's just going to have these open. There are no reservations required, and I think this will be pretty powerful. He's hoping it's powerful, too, for both himself and you. And again, we have the full story up at knsradionetwork.com/news. Click on the news tab if you go there. Also, it is up, and I shared it yesterday afternoon to KNS Radio on Facebook, and then shared it on my own Kevin Keith page as well. So the first one's going to be 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. because he wants to make up for a little time and just have a full wing dinger. So that's going to be on Monday, July 29th. So make your plans to get down there. You could talk about the upcoming legislative session. And then after that, they're going to be held the second and fourth Mondays of each month. That'll be starting in August. The times will be 10 to noon and 4 to 6 for people who may work different shifts and stuff. Genda also says that he can accommodate about four people at a time, and asks that if you have more people in your entourage, or there's more than one constituent coming, or four, let him know. He'll take you into his kitchen table, and y'all can sit down and talk issues, okay? So Mark is really looking forward to this. I'm looking forward to this. I think this could really, again, be powerful and give you some real access to your state representative that you wouldn't normally have, or would have to go through a handler and emails and all that. Want to thank our community-minded partners again right here on KNS. We've got Heather's Flowers of Frankfort, Dysinger's Handyman and Landscaping, The Oasis Frankfort, Baber's Honest John Tree Service, Granny's Goodies in Mulberry, Gem City Junction Frankfort, ProBike Computers, and Pizza Hut of Frankfort from the KNS Radio Network. All right, before we get to Tanya Shoemaker with Granny's Goodies in Mulberry, she's got some big announcements to make, and we're just going to get to know Granny just a little more and talk about what her business is and what she does and what she plans and hopes for the future. I do want to go ahead and play you this audio from Tuesday night's Community Schools of Frankfort School Board meeting. And I had told you about Liz Gasco, who has resigned with the Community Schools of Frankfort, just frankly fed up with all the stonewalling and doubling down and incompetence. And so here is Liz's comments to the Community Schools of Frankfort, their school board, at Tuesday night's meeting.
We're 852 Magnolia Avenue. After speaking as a concerned parent at the June 11th school board meeting, I had an opportunity to hear a response that was given by school board president Sandy Miller. In Sandy's response, she stated, "I'm tired of this. We are all tired of this. She defended that Dr. Rota followed mandatory reporting guidelines by contacting police, but didn't seem to understand that the statute also states that it has to be immediate, and even stated that, of course, he needed proof before he contacted anyone. As I spoke with my attorney again this morning, he was dumbfounded by this comment. He again reminded me that the job of a mandatory reporter is to report, not to investigate. The fact that our school board president does not even know mandatory reporting guidelines seems to put this district and its students at an incredible risk. Another issue that I have seen is the lack of compassion and care for a concerned parent. I'm not the bad guy here, and yet I continue to be treated as if I am. This, along with the fact that Dr. Rota crossed the line between me as a concerned parent opposed to me as a teacher by attempting to postpone my end of the year evaluation meeting after assuring me that my concerns as a parent would not impact my job in any way, were the deciding factors for my resignation this past week. I cannot trust that I wouldn't be treated unfairly in the upcoming school year. With all of that being said, I know that Frankfurt schools are full of wonderful teachers and amazing students. I will always advocate for all of them. I hope that our community pillar grows strong enough that one day you might stand beside a concerned parent and work together to make change, rather than to make comments of how tired you are of hearing those concerns. I hope you look closely at your pillar of teacher retention and question why you just lost 30 years of experience in only two teachers alone. Until then, I'll keep my homeschool in my prayers, and I will continue to make our story known. I know you'd like for me to just drop it, but you should be expecting to hear from my attorney.
And for those of you know why Liz got so emotional over everything, as you know the whole story, as you followed it here on KNS and other news outlets who will talk about that, with the unfortunate incident that happened with her son, which is why this is so powerful and emotional to her, and why this school board should really be held accountable in so many ways. But again, it starts at the top. It starts with the unelected superintendent. Secondly, here we have Crystal Bookout, who has also went on the record with me here at KNS and has got so frustrated. They've doubled down. She'll get a phone call back maybe once every now and then, but she just gets slapped in the face and insulted even more. And I know for a fact that Crystal has been on the lookout for an attorney because she's ready to sue the hell out of the community schools of Frankfurt. But frankly, that's not an easy thing to do in this day and age of political correctness and all the power that some of these unelected superintendents have again. So here is Crystal's passionate 3 minutes to the school board Tuesday night.
My name is Crystal Bookout, and I'm here today to expose Dr. Rota, the board members, and Suncrest Elementary principals for their negligence. I am here to say that every single one of you should be fired and replaced with committed trustees. I have been ignored. My 9-year-old son was injured while in the care of your teachers. Not only did his injury go unattended, but my son was denied communication with me. I have been lied to. My son has been injured, accused, detained, interrogated, and has had some type of police report made on him without my knowledge or consent. He has been suspended only for the principals to turn around and invite him back to school the very next day. I have 2 children who attend your schools, and my concerns have not been addressed. I have contacted the Board of Education, who claims that there is nothing that they can do. I've made reports to DCS, and when I had not heard back and tried to follow up, I was told that there was no need to. An actual investigation was never made. When I contacted the police, I was told that it was completely legal for your administrators to detain and interrogate my son after dismissal without contacting me. My children's rights have been violated. You have young girls being denied bathroom breaks because they have already used bathroom privileges for the day, coming home with blood-stained pants, and they are embarrassed, to say the least. You have students infested with lice and you claim that there is nothing you can do. These are health hazards. You all seem so detached and uninterested with parents' concerns, but you are quick to accept your paychecks mm-hmm. and our children's student funding. Every person who voted you into this position should be ashamed and embarrassed to have you making decisions for the children in our community. You have all proven to be inefficient, irresponsible, negligent, and inattentive. And I will not stop broadcasting what has happened to my family until every parent is aware of the dangers that their children are in while in your schools.
So there you have it. Want to thank our community-minded partners again here at KNS. We've got Heather's Flowers of Frankfort, Dysinger's Handyman and Landscaping, The Oasis, Frankfort, Baber's Honest John Tree Service, Granny's Goodies in Mulberry, Gem City Junction, Frankfort, Probyte Computers, Pizza Hut of Frankfort, and Ashley Farm in Mulberry from the KNS Radio Network. On line three, we've got Tanya Shoemaker, who we affectionately call Granny from Granny's Goodies in Mulberry. Tanya, thanks for joining me today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks. Hi, everyone.
I think we had so much fun having the first KNS remote out there for your re-granny opening. We were blessed with great weather, great people, great food, good camaraderie. It was the first time you and I had a chance to give each other a hug and meet in person and everything. So I just want to thank you for having me out, but holy cow, you did a big volume that day, didn't you?
Yes, I did. We were just, my little grandson said it best. He went back, Papaw as we call him, my husband, was sitting in the back room, and he went back to his Papaw and he said, "Papaw, there must be 1,000 people in here." Now, there wasn't, but in his right. little eyes, there was 1,000 people.
Yeah. It sure seemed like it some. Now, we were out there for 3 or 4 hours, I think, and you were open a little longer than that. But and the weather certainly helped, and you had the street corn and some other things. But it was good to see the community get behind you. We had a couple law enforcement officers stop by, too, and it was pretty encouraging.
Yes, our law enforcement here in Clinton County is amazing. The officers that stop in, they get the biscuits and gravy, they get a couple donuts. They're really big fans of them cinnamon rolls. But it's just nice to see them coming in the doors, their smiles on their faces. That's how they start their day. And, you know, it's good to know that they're there in our community and they're patronizing small businesses, because I'm kind of out of the way for Clinton County.
Right. Plus sort of on the edge there as you're heading toward Tippecanoe.
Yes.
And I wanted to talk about that before we talk about your big announcement of, I think the cat's kind of out of the bag. We all know that you have purchased the building. You're no longer going to be renting that building right there on the corner. So tell us a little bit about that. How did the opportunity come up? And congratulations to you, Tanya.
Yeah, I had spoke to the owners back when I first rented it, because when I first opened this bakery, this was going to be just something fun for me and my grown daughters to do, and my one older granddaughter, and it was just all in fun. But when my husband had a stroke less than 6 months into this, that really turned things around to where everything that we had invested in it turned out to be what we had as our life savings. Mm-hmm. And at that point, you know, I had said something to the owners of, "Hey, can I please have the first option to purchase on this, that you don't sell it out from under me since I've put so much into the building?" And they've just been awesome. They said, "Yeah, absolutely." So they said, "We won't put anything in writing, but just come to us." And I trusted them. Mm-hmm. And when July 1st come around and the person upstairs was moving, Jacob, he was a great guy, really, mm-hmm. really good guy. He moved to California, got an excellent job. But when he moved out, I said, "Oh, this is the time. This is the time to do it." And we literally put all of this together in less than a week. Oh my gosh. Signed the contract on July 1st. The bank financing and stuff is not all finished yet, but it is in contract. Gave them, you know, some money down and said, "I'm serious and this is what I want to do." So it kind of happened like it did the opening of the bakery, kind of on a, what would you call that, a whirl?
Yeah, we, yeah. You would have ever expected it.
Yeah, we were asked, you know, do you want that corner building for a bakery? And I said, oh, can you give me 15 minutes? And then 15 minutes changed my life.
That's awesome.
I went from being a small in-my-house baker that made cakes for, well, kind of small, up to 500 customers at one point.
Still and, operating out of your house.
To oh my goodness, now we've got a building here. We've got a whole bakery that we've got to revitalize inside and completely remodel, gut, new electrical, new everything, to, wow, now we're buying the building. And this is going to ensure that Granny's Goodies sticks around for a very long time.
I think it's good to have some real, you already had skin in the game, but some real ownership, literally, of your own building, and that gives you more control and just helps you out overall, I think, when you could do that, because you and I talk quite often, but it caught me off guard a little bit. I was very happy for you, but I did not see that coming.
Well, kind of, I really didn't either at that moment.
Yeah.
But that's kind of how I, you know, that's what I do every week when I go in there. What am I going to do to surprise everybody this week? Mm-hmm. I operate best that way. I'm probably the president of Procrastinators Unite because I'll procrastinate in the last minute, whip out something. And I do that with my cake designs. You know, it's sitting down. I'll take the order a month or 2 months in advance. I'll think about it off and on. It's just kind of like I did about buying the building. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden it's time to make that cake. And I sit down and it just all comes to me. So that's kind of what I did with buying the building. I've already got, it's only been since July 1st, and I've already got plans to make that building pop even more on the outside. I mean, we've done some things that really makes it stand out now as a business, but there's some more things now that I can do having the top, you know, being able to do something with the rental door on the side where that canopy's all torn up. Mm-hmm. Now both canopies that I'm putting up are going to match, and you know, getting the windows upstairs to where they look presentable because it just looks like an old shabby apartment upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And then remodel that apartment up there because I, you know, in a small town, most of the buildings are all really run down.
Yes.
And they haven't had a lot of work over the years. And if I can go in there and just do the little things that don't cost a lot, like in the bakery, if all the customers remember when they walk in and they see that outer wall that's all brick.
Mm-hmm.
When I walked into that liquor store for the first time, the empty liquor store, which is what it was for many, many years,
right,
and I saw that nasty, drab, yucky wall, I was like, what am I going to do with this? And my husband said, well, let's just see what's underneath of it. And when I went back home, and when he knocked those first pieces of plaster off there and saw that brick, he instantly sent me a picture. And we were both like, oh, this is so awesome.
Yeah.
So, because there was something that was going to make it unique, and I want to do that upstairs. It's an open concept studio apartment with a little loft in it, and of course the bedroom's walled off. But I want to make it. It's got all natural floors up there, wood. I think that can be easily refinished. It's just it's going to be a beautiful little apartment when we're done. I had it rented the very first day.
Right.
So, you know, everybody's asking me, is it for rent? No, we rented it to an acquaintance of the family, and he's living up there now. But when he moves out is when I want to start doing some things up there. But, yeah, big plans for making it one of the oldest buildings in Mulberry, but one of the most refurbished and the nicest, if at all possible.
And a darn good location, too, if we don't say so, right?
Yeah, and it's a very unique building, and a lot of people, I didn't even notice it until my husband pointed it out. You notice that the door is what would be like the corner of the building, but if you look at the walls and the way they angle, it's not square at all.
Mm-hmm.
It is, it's an odd-shaped building. It's very unique. It's had so many businesses in it from what I'm, you know, people come in all the time saying, hey, did you know this used to be this or
right,
used to be that?
Right.
But it was like a post office, a taxidermy, a meat shop, a little restaurant. It's just been about everything that it could possibly be, I believe.
Yeah.
But being the oldest, it's really cool to say, you know, we're going to do whatever we can to keep this here and make it look and be as well kept and up to date as possible so that it can remain part of Mulberry's downtown.
Well, I'm happy for you and very proud of you too. And I say that as a friend.
Thank you.
So you told me about a month or so ago, and you can correct me if I'm wrong. This summer's flying past too, by the way.
Yes.
You told me that you were going to expand for some summer hours and just see how it went. And I followed on Facebook, and again, you and I talk on and off the air. It seems like it's even bigger than maybe you thought it would be. Would that be accurate?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I'm sitting here on the fence thinking, are we going to open another day? Because, you know, they come in, I still get the question every day, are you open today?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what I pray that everybody will understand when they think about this and they think about the hours. If Granny's Goodies was open, let's say, just 5 days a week, it is very hard in this economy, especially being in a very small town on the outskirts, edges of basically feels like nowhere sometimes, but
right.
It's not.
Right.
It's very hard to sustain a small business.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, if I had stayed open almost 2 years ago, 5 days a week, Granny's Goodies wouldn't be around. There would have been no way. It's very important to me to pay my employees well. They work very hard in there. And with me being disabled, they do a lot of the work. Now, Granny decorates the cakes and the cookies and the cupcakes, but they do my baking. They do my customer help. They do all my cleanup. So, you know, paying them well is important. Mm. And then the cost of everything going up. I mean, I know I placed my last order for supplies, and I'm going to pick them up tonight. I'll tell you, almost every single thing on that grocery list has went up again.
Yeah.
And then I just got notification today from my supplier where I get all my donut supplies from. There's a 4-5% increase across the board.
Oh, my
and it's going
goodness.
To take place in the next month. And I'm looking at that, and it's a struggle because I don't speak for all these small businesses out there. I can only speak for myself. But if I don't take care of my customers, the people that are out every day working 40 hours or more a week trying to raise their families and take care of their expenses, then I'm not going to have a business. Mm-hmm. I'm not in this to get rich.
Mm-hmm.
It would be nice to make some money sometime, and we will right. when this economy gets better.
Right.
But for right now, I'm trying my darndest not to raise any of my prices. If I have to, it's only by a few cents here and there, and you may not even notice it.
Mm-hmm.
But I just pray that my customers understand that I'm there for them. I'm there for them trying to do the right hours, the right prices, the right products and goodies that they want. And when there's ever a question, I'm always there for, you know, to answer questions.
Mm-hmm.
If they have suggestions, I'm always there for suggestions. If you want to see something in the bakery and you're going to come in and buy it, then suggest it because I'll make it.
Mm-hmm.
So just know that when we say that we're a full service and that we take special orders, that's because we are here for our customers.
So I think that when we talk about being there for customers, I think they already know that, and I hope they do, because it seems like every week on Facebook, two or three times a week, which is two or three days, you literally sell out where you have nothing left.
Yes.
I mean, I think most small businesses would love to have that problem.
You know what they say to me? They go, well, that's a really good problem to have. And I'm like, oh, okay, there is a good side.
Yes.
Because the first thing that goes into my mind is, oh, I sold out. What if somebody wants something?
Yeah.
You know, that's my first thought.
Right.
But on the other hand, it's really good not to have leftover donuts.
Right.
You know, I can give these things away, but that doesn't help Granny stay in business.
Right.
And I don't mind giving away. That's not the point at all. I love to be able to give when I can give. It's the idea that, you know, giving away 3 or 4 or 5 dozen donuts can get very costly on the bottom line. So when I sell out, I try to look at that as positive. And that too is going to help me make that decision of whether I open up another day. I would like to announce that we are going to stay open on Friday mornings at 4:30. We've moved it to 4:30 in the morning.
Okay.
So that all the factory workers and anyone who goes in early can stop. Please know that I have coffee. I think most people don't think I have coffee, but we always have coffee, and it's really good coffee, and it's inexpensive. It's probably cheaper than the gas station or anywhere else you're going to buy it. It's just basic coffee, or I've got one flavor that I have, which is cinnamon French toast. But we're going to stay open in the mornings on Fridays. If we open on Thursdays, we will open early. There's no point in even being open if we're not open for the people that need us in the morning for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
So that I'll be making that announcement probably by the end of August. Okay. We've got some road construction that's going to be happening again, and I'm trying to weather that storm at the moment.
Forgot about that. Also, yeah.
Yeah. We're also going to stay open on Sundays. Sundays has been really, really good. I know that a lot of people come in after church, but please know that before church, you can call me up or text me, and I'll have your donuts sitting on the counter ready for you to take to church with you. So you won't be late to church. But if you want to take donuts, or any churches out there that want them, just text me and I'll have them ready and waiting on you. Or we may even deliver them if you would need that. We could deliver them on Sunday mornings to the churches.
So you're talking about opening at 4:30 on Friday morning, or at least continuing that. You literally are catering to third shift workers or early birds who are going in on an early first shift, right? You are open with the lights on and people pulling up at that hour.
Yes.
Oh, that's great. Yes. That's great.
Yes, and it's great because that time of the morning, no matter what this change of the clock thing does to us, those lights are shining bright every morning at that time, so there's no mistake.
Very good.
And that helps the SIA people, because I know that most of them have to be in work and in their stations by a certain time.
Yes.
So I was opening at 5, and I realized that they needed to really be at work sooner than I was going to be allowing them to if they stopped and got donuts. So I said, nope, let's open a half hour earlier for them so they have time. And just know that if you're wanting to stop in the mornings and you're afraid of being late to work, Granny's behind the counter saying, let's go, girls. These guys got to get to work. So we're very conscious of the fact that they aren't there to stand around and chat. They're not there to wait in line.
Yeah.
So I have at least two girls at the counter every morning.
Very good. Well, if somebody wants to order a cake, get some donuts pre-ordered, or call in before church on Sunday morning, or shoot you a text, what is the phone number there, Tanya?
It's 765-426-1810.
All right.
Well, and that is my personal cell and my business cell. So, it doesn't matter when you text me. I always get the message. If I don't answer right back, it's when I wake up, I'll message you back, and I will do whatever you ask me to on the message. If you want those donuts for that morning, don't worry that I didn't answer you back. They'll be waiting for you, and I'll text you to confirm it.
Well, that's a direct line to Granny there, so you can't go wrong with that. Well, Tanya, I just want to thank you again for being with KNS for the past couple months, and I'm looking forward to continuing to be part of your business growing and part of my business growing too. I think we're helping each other out quite well. So
yes,
I just
absolutely
want to seriously thank you.
Well, I want to tell you, and thank you too, that since I've been with KNS, it has been a noticeable difference on my bakery. I've got numerous people that walk in and say, I listen to KNS and I heard about you. So you've done great things for Granny's Goodies. So I thank you too.
And when I was out there on the remote, I loved the big, nice flat screen TV you've got up there. You pull up KNS and boom, it's right there.
That's right. That's right. We listen to it every day.
All right. Well, Todd, you continued best of luck. And thanks for sitting down and talking with me for a few minutes this morning.
All right. Thanks, Kevin. Anytime.